somehow we got a best-selling author. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hi, Paul.
Recovered from your Valentine's weekend? Everything okay? Everything went well?
Yeah, I guess.
That doesn't sound very convincing. Well, did you go to the 70s dance or no?
I told you I wasn't really doing anything Valentine-y. I was just the un-Valentine.
So your un-Valentine was okay?
Was fine. I wasn't sitting crying or lamenting that I wasn't valentining.
Perfect. Well, unbelievably, somehow or another, we got someone to actually speak to us on air who's actually written a book, more than one, who's been on the New York Times bestseller list more than one time, and he's actually going to talk to us right now. I have no idea what his book's about.
How did you find this person?
What?
How did you find this person?
I don't know. I was looking through the New York Times and saw a book and started calling authors up and found some guy who lives kind of local, and he said he would come on the show. I don't think he's ever heard the show before, maybe.
I was going to say, it sounds like he's maybe a serious author, and he doesn't mind that our time. Well, he probably approves of our community news. He thinks it's very first rate.
Well, why don't we bring him in right now? Shall we?
Yeah, good idea.
Here he is, direct from the New York Times bestseller list. Gregory Zuckerman. Mr. Zuckerman, welcome to Community News.
Yeah. It's a real pleasure to be here, guys. I'm a big fan. I've done CNN, I've done Fox, I've done CNBC, but I've done WBRS. But this, I would say, I'm as excited, if not more excited, to do this show. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, you have written a book. What is it called again? Because we haven't gotten a copy yet, so.
Oh, sorry. It's called The Man Who Solved the Market, and it's about a guy named Jim Simons, worth $23 billion, and how he and a bunch of colorful, odd mathematicians figured out how to trade and beat everybody to it, and how in the process they actually put Donald Trump in the White House. So it's got some politics, got some money.
Wow.
It's got some sex, a little bit of sex.
Wow, sex. Now you've got our interest here. Really?
There you go.
When you first said the title, I thought you were the man who solved the market.
No, I have not figured out how to trade, but I write about the people who have.
Right. Well, now that book, the way you just summarized it all, that sounds like it could be a movie. Not just a best-selling book, but
I'm hoping, among your listeners, if there are any producers out there who want to be producers, feel free to reach out to me at the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, we have heavy film producers and a lot of VR people that listen.
Nice.
You guys, you can find author Gregory Zuckerman at The Real Wall Street Journal.
What, The Wall Street Journal you write for also? I didn't know that.
I do, yes. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a big shot.
We've only been friends for decades, but you still are not aware of my day-to-day job. You're not too self-consumed there, Paul.
No, you're
so he's someone you've known for a while, Paul. So I should be interviewing him about you.
No, we don't want to do anything
stories.
Like that. What?
I do have stories. I have stories to share, but they're mostly positive ones.
Really?
Paul is a great friend, first and foremost. So I do want to say that there's really no trait that comes to mind other than really a wonderful, steadfast, loyal friend.
That is what I would say, too. He's such a good guy.
Can I also make the point that you guys have very good vocabulary? That's really what I turn and listen on a regular basis. It's to understand new words, learn about new phrases, turn of phrases. You guys have an impressive word choice. So that's kind of first and foremost why
Thank
I'm a loyal
you.
Listener. Yeah.
That's
this
so
is like
nice.
A very special community news, like one of those afternoon specials. It's so nice.
Yes.
We all go around and compliment each other. It's like a compliment circle in acting class.
Well, I would say we all go around complimenting, given that you haven't read my book yet.
Well, we haven't read it. Once we get our complimentary copy for having you on air, then we'll be reading it. I assume that will be happening.
For sure. Give me an address after the air. We'll send you a copy. We can talk.
Well, how did you get interested in the guy that you wrote the book about? Now, it's not Jamie Dimon, the one who.
Jim Simons. Well, good question, Sasha. Let me think about it. He's the greatest trader in modern history. He's a pioneer. Predictive algorithms. You know the whole Amazon and Netflix and Facebook, everything that governs our life. These guys were doing that in the 1980s.
That's
kind of why I got so interested. And there's the politics involved. Jim Simons is left-leaning among Hillary Clinton's biggest supporters. And yet his colleague, Robert Mercer, is the owner of Breitbart. He's behind Brexit, and he's the one who put Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway in the Trump administration. So I like the conflict of the personalities and the ideologies. Ah. And this also a larger theme of should billionaires be so important in our lives that such right. that they govern so much, they determine so much in our lives. But anyway, I can go
that's
on.
That's very fascinating. Now that's yes. very fascinating.
Now
to
you
me.
Want to read the book. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, I'm definitely going to read the book. I thought Steve Cohen was the best trader in the world.
This guy destroys Steve Cohen. Yes, he's got a much better track record. And yet he's got no interest in investing. That's the irony. That's the paradox behind my book, that the people that have no interest in business, investing or trading are the ones who solved it all.
Oh, that makes sense because they're not in it for the greed. They're actual mathematicians, statisticians.
Yeah, they look at it as a puzzle. Maybe it takes outsiders. I'm a big believer that outsiders have all the answers. You look at 2008 and the financial collapse, the mortgage meltdown. It was the outsiders who got it right, and the experts got it wrong, and it happens over and over again.
Now, that's a good point. Now, I would say to Paul that on our podcast, when we hear the outsiders, we're usually thinking of Matt Dillon. Am I right?
That is a good movie. Nice call.
You guys are outsiders. In some ways, you're the outsiders. They're shaking things up.
That's true.
In the podcast world.
We are. Well, first of all, we're up against Townport News, Townport Now.
Have they interviewed you yet, by the way? Because we want the exclusive.
No, you got the exclusive. Remember, I said you guys get the exclusive.
All right, good.
But no.
Because they're going to come to you after this interview, I'm sure, and do like 20 questions with Gregory Zuckerman.
Sure.
And we don't want that to happen.
No, after you've got your exclusive, you shouldn't mind.
No, I mind.
We don't have to be like the old Letterman Leno.
Yes, we're very vengeful that way.
We make people sign something and tell them they can't go on anything else. No, let's let Greg get all the publicity he wants. Besides, nobody reads the Townport News anymore anyway.
After you guys left.
Once we left, I mean, it's all just misinformation and poorly reported bias.
No, listen, I'm loyal and I listen to community news on a regular basis. So I first and foremost would turn to you guys. So
you are such a good friend too to Paul. You're both so loyal. Yay for loyalty.
Yes.
Right.
Speaking of loyalty, I heard there's a outbreak at the high school that some could say has a loyalty thread to it. Paul, do you know what I'm talking about?
You are the queen of segues. I was going to segue it by saying Mr. Zuckerman likes when we use new words, so I was going to use a new word for him today also. We can tie it in both ways. Are you familiar with the word chlamydia?
I've heard of it.
Well, Sasha, what's going on? The I-team has uncovered something at the high school, apparently.
Yes.
No.
The I-team has uncovered a gigantic chlamydia outbreak at the Townport High School that all the kids are talking about. They're also suddenly getting a real interest in epidemiology because they're charting who they think gave it to who and who's got it and who to stay away from.
You don't talk about epidemiology in your book, do you? Just curious.
I do not. But I'm curious to hear more. Tell me more, Sasha.
Go ahead.
Well, as I interviewed certain students who, of course, were over 18, because I wouldn't have this conversation with the ones that were underage. But you know, there's a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds because, you know, redshirting kindergartners, affluent area, you know. So there's a lot of 19 and 20-year-old high school students that were telling me about this chlamydia outbreak and how it's the biggest problems are depression, alcoholism, and chlamydia. And then they told me about this chlamydia situation. So,
wow, you really uncovered it. Yeah.
I uncovered it. And I hadn't heard, you know, this has been going on for months apparently. And it's all the kids are talking about. So parents who listen to community news who are in the Townport High School community, you might want to like check with your kid if they know about this.
Now, let me ask you a question. This chlamydia thing. Is this something that can like jump like through the air like this coronavirus? Because I've got this cold sore and I'm nervous because Peter and I walk by the high school. So am I going to get chlamydia from this? Do either of you know? Are you still there, Zuckerman, or did you leave the conference?
I'm not an expert. I believe chlamydia is a sexually transmitted
disease. Okay, so
disease.
It's not going to jump onto my face in the form of a cold sore.
Airborne transmitted disease. No.
Look at this.
But
you
I'm not an expert. I'm that's not my area of expertise, but I'm going to weigh in nonetheless.
I don't think it's any of our areas of expertise. Although I was on the Late Date with Sari show back in the 90s, some sex educator. So
oh, I love that show. Oh my God, that was amazing. You were on that show?
Yeah, like 12 times.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't remember much, but I just know that I personally am very proud of never having gotten chlamydia in high school or otherwise.
Nice.
And I think it's a little sad that it's being passed around our youngsters in town.
So you think it's an outbreak? It's even relative to other high schools, Tomport has a little bit worse, you're saying?
Well, I haven't interviewed the other high schools, but from what the kids are saying, maybe they're just hysterical about it, but from what the kids I spoke to said, the adult kids over 18, they said it's a big problem and talk of the school. Now, what I wondered is maybe this could be good for the failing Townport economy. Everyone complains that half of Main Street is empty and the rents are too high for local businesses, but maybe this will help CVS and the local mom and pop drug stores economically.
Oh, I thought you were talking about opening like a syphilis clinic in town or something like that.
Hey, maybe that too. We got,
entrepreneurs,
you know,
entrepreneurs, yeah, should be listening to. That, another reason entrepreneurs should.
Once we're done with our salad chocolate bar storefront, we can open up the syphilis place right next door.
You know, so many listeners wrote me that they would love a salad chocolate bar. Like, while that was a wacky idea in my mind, a lot of people seemed down for it. But
I have a question, though, for Sasha. I thought I read multiple articles saying that young people today don't have sex at the rate of young people back in the day. So wouldn't this sort of undermine that theme? This would suggest perhaps they are.
It does undermine that theme, and I've read that too. I'm always fascinated by the old elderly people in the villages of Florida that supposedly have the highest STD.
No.
I know somebody who's moving there, and I've heard that same thing.
Yeah,
amazing.
That's okay. Really? You can Google that. That's like the highest STD rate, apparently, is the 65 and over crowd at the villages.
That's absurd. That's funny.
It reminds me of M. Night Shyamalan playing golf. But at any rate, because those Florida villages, you know, the M. Night Shyamalan, he had a movie, The Village.
Shyamalan?
Yeah, Shyamalan. So he had a movie, The Village.
And that was what it was about?
Well, the village's neighborhood just reminds me of one of his movies with golf. That's all I'm saying. It actually,
you know how young people share more than ever? I find that they share. Like, my kid will come home and he'll know every grade, every test grade of all his friends. Like, growing up, you didn't tell your friends what you, even if you got a good grade, you don't share. If you have a crappy grade, you don't share.
Oh, if I had a good grade, I would share it.
I don't remember anyone caring about grades in the 80s when I went to school. Like, nobody cared what anyone's grades were. They were all just, they cared about drinking and smoking pot and sex themselves. Like, nobody was looking to see who got what grades. Now it's this more competitive world. So,
yeah.
You must have gone to a different school than us, because back in the 80s at our school, everyone did care about grades, and all they cared about was drinking kosher wine. Those were the two things.
Fancy whatsoever. School in the 80s. I was like the Breakfast Club, basically, was my
high character school. Were you in the Breakfast Club?
Well, oddly enough, well, today.
Can I guess?
Yes.
I'm going to say you were Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald,
I was. Like, nowadays, I feel much more like Ally Sheedy with the messy hair and just nowhere to go and have no idea what I'm doing. But back then, I was class president all 4 years in high school. I was, like, super straight-A student. I was very Molly Ringwald.
And Mr. Zuckerman, which character were you in the Breakfast Club?
Who was the nerdiest one?
Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, it had to be him, yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And you were not Judd Hirsch, were you? Adam, I don't think either of you were.
Judd Hirsch was on Taxi. So I'm closer to Judd Hirsch than Judd Nelson.
So who were you?
What do you mean?
Who were you in the Breakfast Club? Were you also the nerd? Everybody at your high school with the Anthony?
Yeah, I guess I was Anthony Michael Hall. So
I would have liked you guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I went in college. Yeah. That's right.
You know, David Letterman has this line that they said in college, what group are you part of? He said, well, there were the jocks. I wasn't part of the jocks. There were the real smart kids. I wasn't part of the smart kids. There were people involved like student government. I wasn't part of that. I was with a group of guys that just made fun of all of them. And that's what Paul was. And yes. I guess we were part of that group.
We were both part of that group.
And here we are doing this show where we are making fun
continuing
of
that.
How it all comes around.
Approach.
So,
right, exactly.
What an amazing episode of Community News. Astounding.
Weren't we going to talk about my book? Wasn't that the whole
Well, idea? Yes, but we're out of time right now. So why don't you say, what's the name of your book again?
It's called The Man Who Solved the Market.
Available at every bookstore around the world. Make sure to pick it up. It's a great read, I'm sure, when I get around to read it sometime.
Mr.
Gregory Zuckerman of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for appearing on Community News.
Keep up the good work,
you too. Mr. Gregory Zuckerman, I look forward to reading it. I think it's going to be a big I think it's going to be a huge movie. I think it's going to be a success on all multimedia platforms. And we're going to look back when you air this on your Tonight Show appearance. And everyone goes, wow, Community News had it first.
Just one question.
So thank you.
When it's a movie, which character is Vince Vaughn going to play and who is Owen Wilson going to play in the movie since they're in every movie ever made or should be?
Yes. They can play anything they want as far as I'm concerned. They can do no wrong.
Interesting. That about wraps up this episode of Community News. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
And as always, this is Gregory Zuckerman.
A wonderful Community News. Thanks again. I'll talk to you next week, Sasha.
Okay, talk to you next week. How are we going to top this? I mean, we had like an interesting person in here that doesn't just live in Townport.
Unbelievable. I don't know. We're going to have to figure out something. You'll uncover something new in town.
Okay.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Sounds good. We love you, Community, and Greg Zuckerman, and the man who solved Wall Street.
Goodbye. Take care. Bye.
It's the market.
Whatever.
All right. I'm going to end it.
That's as good as it gets on Community News.